Good evening, Sluggy Dan.
Manners, I respect. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And today we have a packed show for you. Today is going to be crazy. I want to thank everyone for tuning in so far and for tuning in for this season. Thanks to the NTI Barbados. We want everyone to make sure you go over and visit www.nti.org.bb. Again, www.nti.org.bb. And right now, we want to introduce you all to NTI in 5, where we give you just a brief information on the NTI and what we do and why we do what we do and who we are exactly. And I want to welcome Mr. Adrian Green for coming in. Afterwards, we have lots of performances. And then we'll be speaking to an absolute legend and icon, one of the greatest anywhere on earth. I will let you know who that is very soon. But Mr. Adrian Green, thanks for coming on. Thanks for the NTI for joining us and believing in us. And welcome to NTI in 5. Take it away, Mr. Adrian Green.
What's happening, Sluggy Dan? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, buddy. I'm great, man.
Mr. Ronnie Clark, you all right?
It's a great night tonight, given the official opening of the Golden Square Freedom Park. It is a big night.
You read my mind. I just listened to the broadcast, and it really was a powerful ceremony. Got me in my Bajan feelings. So, kicked me off, really, to talk about citizenship, you know? And one time we used to talk about the 1937 riots, but we don't talk about the 1937 riots anymore. Now we call it the 1937 uprising, because there's a difference between the history and the past. The past is what happened. The history is the story we tell ourselves about what happened. And when other people tell you your history, they can frame it however they want to frame it. But when you tell yourself your history, then you frame it in the way you want, and the way that reflects you, and the way that reflects you in the light that you feel you should be reflected. And what happened in 1937 was an uprising. It was Barbadian citizens letting the powers that be at the time know that what was going on was not good enough. And through their uprising, the standard of living in Barbados began to rise, because it didn't change much, you know, between 1937 and 18, however, when we were supposedly emancipated, the standard of living had not risen much. But through that uprising, through the assertiveness of Barbadian citizens who decided that they wanted more for themselves and their society, we benefit today. And I want to talk about citizenship on behalf of the NTI. Because really and truly, you know, sometimes when we think about Barbados, people think about the flag, people think about the national anthem, people think about landmass as 166 square miles. Sometimes people think about the government. Sometimes people think about the Constitution. Nah. Barbados is the people. Barbados is the citizens. If you take the people off of this rock, it ain't Barbados no more. It is just another island between the Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea. Barbados is the citizens. And the level of citizenship that Barbadian citizens portray, express, is the level to which the nation shall rise to. And the NTI has at nti.org.bb a citizenship course that I think that every Barbadian citizen should take a look at and go through. They got something there for you where it talks about the principles of Barbadian citizenship. And one of them is excellence. As Sluggy, you know, we got Mr. Mac Fingal on the line, lined up to talk with us tonight, who for me epitomizes excellence. Not only excellence on stage, but excellence in the classroom, excellence on the field, a shining example of Barbadian citizenship. He portrays what excellence looks like. Somebody who shows, who understands their natural brilliance and allows it to shine. Somebody who has been invested in not only their success, but the success of others. Somebody who has a reputation to uphold. Somebody who has built a name for themselves that carries weight in Barbados. When you talk about Matt, you talk about passionate. Excellence comes from a passion for something. You remember Lord School fighting back, Sluggy? Passion.
Correct.
High standards. Creativity. Innovation. A self-awareness.
And
yes, and, Sluggy.
And Adrian, and after these performances, right? And I'm so glad we have the legend here, right? Because those things you are mentioning should not seem seldom or should not seem taboo. This should be everyday language, how we speak, how we act, what we strive to become, how we want to be, how we should live. Those things should not seem like have to be a special rated program or something that we really have to reform. Those should be incorporated into our everyday language. So we must have a deep conversation with the great one on that. I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, where we salute our icons and our legends. And Adrian, as you know, Ronnie, we give them their flowers now. We are not waiting. We give them their flowers now. We shower their praises now. Well, trying to give the youth an opportunity to be seen and heard. Our first performer this evening for our special, our first performer is a young lady by the name of Harmony. Good evening, Harmony.
Good evening, good evening.
Yes, and how old are you?
I'm 17 years of age.
Nice, and what school did you attend? What school you're representing?
I currently go to Harrison College. I'm in Upper Six at Harrison College.
Oh, you're still at school? Whoa.
Yes, sir.
What is your field of study?
I am studying Spanish, applied math, literatures in English, and then CAR is a core subject.
Oh, gosh. So someone with this such a wonderful and beautiful voice. A beautiful voice. How do you plan to incorporate those things into your singing?
Really and truly, the main goal is to be a singer, but if not, I'd like to be a chef or a vet.
Wait, hold on. You mommy and daddy know this, that your main goal is to be a singer?
Yes, they do. My whole family sings. My entire family sings.
Oh, so they heavily support you in doing that?
Very much so.
It's nice, and these things that Adrian and I spoke about off air and on air a bit too. You know, it's nice persons like yourself who in fields of study like yours, then people like Adrian and myself and Mr. Matt can hear you say, well, your main goal still is to be a singer. It shows that in the arts we have some of all kinds with various types of minds. So that is wonderful. What will you be performing for us this evening? What are you gonna let us get a taste of?
I am going to sing Anyone by Demi Lovato.
Well, we got to hear that beautiful voice now. This is Harmony Haynes from Harrison College, upper sixth form student. So everyone locked on for Harrison College. If you're on the road driving and you're passing the Starcom, blow the horn, Harrison. Everyone here and beat back. Harmony, take it away and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I tried to talk to my piano, I tried to talk to my guitar, talk to my imagination, converted into alcohol. I tried some more, told secrets till my voice was sore. Tired of empty conversation, 'cause no one hears me anymore. 100 million stories and 100 million songs, I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? Nobody's listening. Anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Crave the world's attention. I think I cried too many times. I just need some more affection. Anything to get me by. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. Stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? Nobody's listening. Anyone, please send me anyone. Lord, is there anyone? I need someone. Songs, I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening.
Listen, girl.
Thank you.
You are blessed. That was a great job, Harmony. Great job.
Thank you.
You put the great word is. I feel great when you could come across young people like yourself. You know, you're still very much in school, very much pushing education, but still saying, hey, I very much love music as well. And still keeping on the positive path, you know what I mean? And I think it's young persons like yourself who we should celebrate more and show more in the media and push more in the media. When we see so many young people for the shooting and all different things, I feel it's young persons like you. We call it, listen, we have young person like Harmony Haynes, upper states foreign students studying these math and different things, but it's still very much an artist as well out here among us. You know, I think stories like this is important, is imperative, and that's great, Ronnie. I didn't know you picked Ronnie, but for a start off, Ronnie, I thought that was phenomenal.
That's fantastic. Shades of TC and Nikita at various points in that song. Excellent.
Thank you so much. I know you said, and yeah, thank you, Harmony, and have a great night. Have a great night, Harmony.
Thank you, you too.
I know you said, TC and Nikita, I often hear Matt at numerous shows, 100 of the shows, that every time he introduced, he said that we got to stop talking about our artists like they are lesser than. He would say Gabby's one of the best singers in the world, not one of the best Bayesian singers. Ed Weir is one of the best singers in the world, not one of the best Bajan singers. Matt will always make it a point to do that. I told on purpose. Good evening, Mr. Matt Fingolli. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, sir. It's truly a pleasure to talk to someone like you. I think you are an absolute legend for what you are still doing in the game, not only in entertainment, but in sports as well. And you've transformed the lives of many people. As much people think you have transformed lives through entertainment, you have done so through sports equally and so many other things. And it's a pleasure to have you on BH Radio, my rhyme, sir. And just wanted to tell you that we give you our flowers now, and we love and appreciate you, everything that you do now. And always know that you got people out here that you are inspiring and trying to be great just because people like you did it for so long and have done it so well. And that's the reason why other people out here are striving for that excellence. So while you are here, just want to tell you that we appreciate you. And good evening, sir.
Unmute.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Sluggy. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, everybody.
Also, Adrian. These things y'all are saying, I appreciate it, man, but Lord, you almost have a cry just though, man.
I know that we are accustomed being so loving when you're already gone, you know what I mean? And it's like saying at a funeral, but for me, you can ask, like, then again, I'm going to ask somebody, you know, this me, like, I do this as much as they can know, because you can't hear it at a time.
What I'm saying though is that the feeling they gave me is almost scary, because it became almost contradictory, where here it is that I really don't have much fear. I don't really have much that I fear, you know? And all of a sudden people are saying things about me that are good things. All of a sudden I started to feel sort of funny. And I said, well, this is very strange that I would feel this way. And I'm like, I supposed to be, you know, I feel I got courage, because courage is, I remember, I think it was a guy from England, a prime minister and a warrior, maybe Ronnie could give me the name quickly.
Which one, Churchill?
Winston Churchill, yeah. I think, yeah, Winston. He said that courage is the foremost of all human qualities, before it, because it is the one quality that guarantees all others. So yes. when you have courage, everything else becomes secondary, you know. And I always pray myself that, you know, that we'll be having courage, and that's what I did with heavily at large to confidence and courage. And but just at that point when you were seeing it, I started to feel I didn't know what to do. and I'm accustomed to being in charge, you know, being assured and self-assured, and all of a sudden I felt like weakened for some reason. But anyhow, I appreciate it. And good to know that good can be recognized. And as you said rightly, normally when the young people do things, they make front page. And when they do bad things, they make front page. When they do good things, you don't hear. And I can tell you that Mikey, you know Mikey the singer,
yes.
He told me that he went to a primary school addressing him. And at one point he asked the children, a 9-year-old boy, what you want to be? And the guy told him he want to kill as many people as he can. So Mikey asked him why. He said that's why you get on the front page. So you see, you know, these children that we have today, they're very observant and very perceptive, and they read through the lines quickly. And he's a guy that probably would like to be recognized, and he understood that that's the only way he can be recognized. So we got to come to that also, because these children are, let me start with the future. I mean, if we do not prepare them for what is to come, then all the work that we would have put in would go for naught. It'd be wasted. So we have to make sure that they are ready to take over, you know, and that's the approach we got to have with the children. And I find too that a lot of people don't understand that they love discipline. The people talk with the children at home. No. These children love discipline. The thing is about these children that they don't have the patience that we used to have.
Yes.
Like I had a teacher one time that teaching master at law school, and he didn't know the maths, but we hanging with him. We never, you know, the only thing we came close is one day, it was a boarding school. Law school was a boarding school. And one day, the guy from Antigua called Michael, he got a little irritated, and all he did was he told the teacher, well, look, sir, sit down there and use my chair, give me a chalk, sir. And he explained to me what the fellow was trying to explain. That's as far as he went. But we hung in with this guy all the way through, because we had that patience. But they had a day, I must say, had a day, so I felt a large stand up, looking out on the field, and class had started. So he went to me and said, that was a boss, man, what happened here, man? You're going to class? Man, sir, man. I ain't really figuring, but that teacher, we got saying no, we didn't. So I said, which teacher is that? No, he said, the one that started yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? The one that started yesterday. He done suss out the man, done analyze and realize he ain't know what he's doing because he come half stepping, unprepared, and he done with it. So that's the difference, a marked difference in the children today as opposed to how we were. And the impatience permeates the whole society because of the technology. The technology has taught them not to have patience. So they don't have patience for nothing. And we got to learn how to teach people that don't have patience.
And that we just said there that we have to learn how to teach people that don't have patience. You see, you ain't say, well, you ain't say, man, done with them, to hell with them. You ain't say that. You said,
you can't know what it's like. So you can't know.
So you say that. We have to learn how to teach them, and that is
precisely.
My claim is that we are the ones who are the traitor that to take the learning where they are and try to give them the teachings how they can receive it or how they want to receive it. And that's something that Adrian was speaking about a lot. It's something that it was glad that like this place called the NTA Mat, where they look at courses. It caught the practical things about the courses and break it down quick. So you can do like an 8-hour course in social media management, 8 hours, where you can come home like 10 or 15 minutes every day, just a little 15 minute and do a little work. And when you accumulate 8 hours, you've got enough knowledge that you could go and manage social media properly and do certain things effective and in many different areas. And they say, well, that is a good thing. Adapting to how children learn nowadays is important if we want to go forward, because if we don't learn how to teach them, what gonna happen? Like I cannot imagine, bro, what is gonna happen if we do not learn how to teach these children.
You know, like just now, especially when Adrian spoke of history.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the history of the past, like how that gone. So we got to record that as it happened, that gone. But the thing is, the beauty of it now is that we have control of the history of the future. You follow what I'm saying? So we can shape that history. We don't have to allow that history to go the way the last history went. That gone. Just record it. I can't change that. But we can change the course of the history of the future and make it something pleasant, make it something how we want it to be. And the children are not at fault in any way. It's the technology has taken. Look, for instance, I remember Suggy, when we the hungriest children, and you tell your mother hungry, what she used to tell you? Sit down and wait till the food uncooked.
Yeah.
So you sit down for 2 hours, your belly growling, and that is a discipline itself. But nowadays, when you're hungry, you know, they got things there that ain't even cooked for you. Like, you know, they got Chefette, and they got Kentucky and them boys, and they got chips, and they got pizza and microwave, and these things, so you can get something instantly. The same thing with the telephone. When we had to use the rotary phone, we had to have patience. You dial in a number, and if it got about 3 zeros, it can take about 5 minutes to dial this number, because you got to go all around there and come all the way around. And then you got to remember to take out your finger too while you cut it off going back. And then if your phone line busy, you know you got to dial that again, you know, man. You can't press the button and just like, oh, we doing now? So, this whole thing has changed, and the same thing with computers. We used to go to do my license. You go on there, you want to tell the woman finger, she go on there, she's looking for FA. She coming down to FB, FA, and then she gets your FOE. And then she going through the FOE, and then 20 minutes later, she tell me, I got it. No, you do some press, you put in F before you put in the all your thing, all jump up. So it's all that whole thing has changed, and we got to keep pace with it, man. So the children are geared that way, and we have to make an adjustment. You as a teacher, you go, it is you alone and 30 children in front of you. In my case, at school, it was 60 because I always did double periods, double classes and double periods.
Yeah.
So you got to make the adjustment, you're outnumbered.
I love how you thinking there. And for everyone listening, that is the true part of a great teacher. Is he's thinking that I am outnumbered, so it's me that have to adapt. That is how you lead, because if you don't learn to adapt, you will learn how to lead. So because it was just a tug of war. So that is, I love that. I want to get 2 more performances and get these children off. I'm very glad to have Mr. Matt Fingal Harmony once again. Thank you. That was phenomenal. Good evening, Azira. Come in, let the audience know how old are you and where do you go to school?
Hi, my name is Azera, and I am turning 15 in a couple of hours, so I'm no longer 14.
Happy birthday in advance. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear sister.
Thank you. And I go to school at Alexandra School.
Nice.
I'm in fourth form right now. I'm getting ready to do the CSEs. So,
do the CSEs in fourth form?
I'm doing English in English Lit Online this year in fourth form.
That's great. Congrats, man. And I'm sure you put in the work, though, so you know you will do well.
Yeah.
And it's good to start. It's good to start your exams early. That's wonderful. So, congrats on that.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So I'm gonna sing the song "Diamonds" by Rihanna. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, no problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is Azera, and she's gonna be doing "Homegrown Tune," international "Homegrown Tune," "Diamonds" by Rihanna. Take it away, star girl.
Okay. Shine bright like a diamond. Hey, shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in a beautiful sea. I choose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we'd become one right away. Oh, right away, yeah. After I felt the energy of sun rays, I saw the light inside your eyes. Tonight, you and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. My two eyes so alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Palms rise in the universe as we moonshine and molly. Feel the warmth will never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we'd become one right away. Oh, right away, yeah.
One of my favorite songs by Rihanna. That was 2012, song called Diamonds. I think, Kevin, that song marks a turning point in Rihanna's development, like California King Bed. And that's a very brave song for Azera to take on. And Mac, I'm saying that with the lack of physical presence in schools where you'd have mini concerts and, set parties and that type of thing, it's important for the option of coming here and singing to build that confidence, because when people have that talent and they can do it in school, whether it's a primary school or community group and church, by the time they hit 15, 16, they are familiar with that feeling of getting ready to go on and rehearsing and practicing and executing when they get on stage. So an opportunity like this, Kevin, is very vital. And I know Mac, as a teacher for decades, can really speak to encouraging that talent to step on stage or to step on the court or to step on the track or the pitch, whatever the case may be. Just need to get on and get accustomed to overcoming the butterflies, if you want to call it that, or the anxiety. And coming on radio means thousands of people, more people than you'll have at a school concert. So, well done.
So you're saying this is the power? This is the power of COVID, then? That's what you're saying. The power of COVID.
I give COVID no power. It's the power of radio and the opportunity which is created by limited movement. And you have a degree in movement science. So you, when you talk about movementations, when you talk about movementations, you can describe it and you can graph it.
All right, Azira, thank you very much, Azira. Thank you very much. Wonderful job, Azira. Continue singing. We wish you well in your CXCs. And of course, don't be a stranger to Benjamin and my rhyme. And it was a pleasure having you. Have a great night, young lady.
You too.
Okay, you're welcome. Good night. I want to get a poet in here because Matt, we just got singers. We want to get a poet in here. So a good evening. Well, Rekwan Guano, Arija, good evening, ma'am. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. And I want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on and share your talents with us. I want you to tell us who you are and a little about what you do, what you do. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I am Arija, and in short, I'm a poet, so I like to read, I like to write, I like to write spoken words, short stories, so anything that has to do with words and communication is my forte.
Nice. So when it comes to poetry, you know the normal generic questions people always ask you, all is who inspire you, poets you look up to, but that's not what we want to know. I want to know where do you feel your most honest work come from? From a happy place, from a sad place, from a reflective place, from a quiet place. I want to know where do you feel as an artist your most honest work comes from?
Well, to be very honest, my most honest work comes from the heart. So whatever I'm feeling at that particular moment in time, it has come out inside my work. So if I'm feeling happy, it will show. If I'm feeling sad, it will definitely show. But when I first started out writing, it was a lot of dark, sad, angry poems. But from there, I graduated. So I started writing whatever I was feeling. So everything comes from the heart.
I like that. So now you said that from a dark place, permit me to ask a question. But you write work from that place in that point in time, when your mindset changed, when your whole aura changed, when your mentality and thinking changed, when you listen back to that work, does it make you feel anywhere, or you still tell yourself, well, that is a place that I was and I'm glad to be out of that place? What is your thinking when you listen back to that work when you are no longer there mentally?
Well, if I wasn't in that place to begin with, that dark place, I could never be where I am today. So I don't want to block it out. I was grateful for it because as I continued to write what I was feeling, I felt better because every time I write, I feel better. So that's why I write every single thing I feel because it's kind of like a catharsis, the release of pent up emotions. So I was grateful for starting out writing the darker stuff that I did, because if I had just tried to force an issue and write positive things, then it wouldn't be true and it wouldn't be real. And I tried to always write what's real, what exactly I'm feeling. So I needed that dark place to come forward.
That's nice, and I can appreciate that, because if I want to, like for me, I have a great imagination, so I can write from any place, you know, it's a gift. But I always think it's be incredibly hard when you're writing from an honest place. You don't want it to be a story, and there's nothing wrong with stories. You got Harry Potter is a story. They got Nancy and the Spider is a story. They got many different stories. There's nothing wrong with the story, but when you bring it from a real place and still making it art, I just got to respect artists like you. So thanks for sharing that with us. And what is the name of the piece you'll be doing for us this evening?
The name of the piece is CFI, Crying for It.
Crying is the absolute street oratory, ladies and gentlemen. That means you need it badly. You know what I mean? You really want it. You would love to have it, you know. So Crying for It by Arija. Thanks for coming on, and take it away.
I ain't gonna lie and say that my mind don't have one track sometimes. I go off track sometimes when I see the things that are black women and men mentally stimulating me to the point that I feel like lying for it, because I crying for it. Not just because of aesthetics, but because of genetics. We are so superior that the envious and unscrupulous became jealous and instated pernicious mindsets within every black man, woman, child, and fetus, making us lust after lust of folly and aspire to be Hollywood stars when we own the galaxy and look to the sky for our creator to create a better picture, a happier ending than the one currently trending. But no one can be our savior except the black women and men in the mirror. So starting right here, right now, I'm educating my people on when, where, and how we can reclaim our wealth through revisiting history of self. Our history is rich with heritage on every page, but this has been obliterated from our minds to keep these confines on, to keep us confined in these terms and conditions that we just agree to, because we ain't on a better. But it's time that we see that most of these day-to-day antics and semantics were copied from the barbaric bandits that brought us forcefully away from our mother country. We went from being underdeveloped by them to being enveloped in a crippling capitalist catechism, with the catalyst being the African slave trade system. Invaded our nations to implement indoctrination under the guise of civilization. And I can break down that equation into an easier explanation. Columbus didn't discover nothing. He went and find people in the country already living, and the French, British, and other Spaniards come in for his direct invitation, set up plantations, and raped to wrench away the gold and souls of our people to fund their capital. I can still hear the cries of my ancestors as they were tortured, slaughtered, burned alive, barely surviving off slave ships to then be whipped, stripped of their African names, rights, and any acclaims to be branded and then rebranded as James, Jessica, Henry. Our rich denominations being a distant memory, ancestors long forgotten in minds rotten with misinformation. People talk from slavery to emancipation, but it was actually from royalty to slavery to colonization to capitalism. Next to come was the pretense of integration, which was nothing more than flagrant fib and fabrication, where Blacks were deluded into believing we were being included and accepted to toil tirelessly alongside those whose scars we still carry, whether the name changed to George, Liz, Beth, or Harry. The need and greed of Europe impeded further African development, and centuries later, we find ourselves in the same predicament. No recollection of self, wealth, or sense. And this soft tissue damage has such a mental impact that the bones remain intact, but the cognition of knowing when they are being exploited is fractured, fragmented. Like our states of minds, if you think black on black crime could ever hold a candle to the bonfire of bodies brutalized under a particular monarchy. I got major respect for my kings and queens, you know, the ones with the natural African sheen, the ones who carry entire nations between their shoulders and legs, who fought off many an onslaught, who never reneged, begged, or pegged us as bottom tier because he thought it's where we started and that we could get back there. Some of our minds, though washed until white, could still differentiate between wrong and right and know that the term land of the free should never apply to me. But that until we get up and seize and depart from this disease, like Toussaint would want, like Basel would be fussy to see, we stop inviting usurpers to enrich themselves off of we agony. If not, it can be far, 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 far back to the same savagery. But like I said, I go off track sometimes when I remember the crimes from the wicked who never do time for the sordid damage done to we psyche. And when I might open my eyes, all I could see is one thing to be D-O-N-E, F-I-G-H-T, even if it means dying for it. Because you see freedom, I pray for it. Thank you.
Well done, well done, well done, well done. And I like that you incorporate Toussaint and the Great Basa into your speech. Extremely impressed, ladies and gentlemen. That was Irija performing for us on Beja Rhythm and Rhyme for the first time, but certainly not the last time. Irija, great job and keep up the great work, and don't be a stranger to the show. And we look forward to having you much more. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. Good night, everyone.
That is no problem. That is no problem. Right. Up next, I want Kaimani to leave her corn for last. Up next, we have Kaimani. Good evening, Kaimani. How are you, buddy?
Good evening. I'm good.
I'm good, good. And what school are you representing, or how old are you?
I am 13. I will be 13 years old in hours. And oh, I nice. Go to school every
birthday. Two people's birthdays tomorrow. Happy birthday in advance from Starcom Network and the Beige Rhythm and Rhyme crew. Happy birthday in advance, buddy.
Thank you. And I go to school at LG Secondary School.
Well, bigger eyes, didn't hear somebody in background saying thank you before you. That's your mommy.
You would know that, like you would know that.
I love to see mommy supporting the sons. That is great, and keep up the great work. Hey, mommy, you understand he's on train. He never had voice training before. You work with him tirelessly. And we just want to say a salute to you and all mothers out there like you. Thanks for doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And Kaimani, ladies and gentlemen, Kaimani Debonair, she won one of our sing-offs with Bim Got Talent and one of our prize winners. So I want to congratulate him on that. And what song will you be performing for us this evening, young man? Soon to be teenager.
I'm performing. I'll be performing Come by Bruno Mars.
Okay, take it away, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's young Kaimani, 12 years old, and be 13 years old in hours. One of our sing-off winners. The young man with a beautiful voice. You ready, buddy?
Excellent voice. It was a little difficult hearing you because of the audio, but the voice is excellent. I would just say that you need to get a body of songs. Let's say that can take you into a 20-minute performance, and you can arrange the songs, and they will showcase the voice that you have, because you can definitely sing. But at that age, make sure you've got the right songs, the right songs.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job, Kaimani, and for such a young age. You know, you're going to be 13 in a couple hours. I think that you have a wonderful voice. It's, you are certainly going to be one for the future.
Thank you.
A happy birthday to you in advance. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and before you go, Kaimani, and again, I really thank you. Kaimani, thank you. Everyone at Pastor Sugar, we're going to have a Kwan last immediately after. But before you go, before the music, I just want to hear you sing the chorus only for Barbados. Just go and give the chorus. Don't play the music. Just your voice a cappella.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'ma leave the door.
Yeah, right.
I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open, girl. I'ma leave the door open. Open that you feel the way I feel, and you want me like I want you tonight, baby. Tell me that you're coming through.
Yeah, there's a song by Tevin Campbell called Tomorrow, which he recorded with Quincy Jones on, yes, I think it's back on the block. You should learn that song.
I want to jump in here and tell my man a happy birthday too. And I also want to say congratulations. And I would like to talk to his mother to tell her to keep this boy in sight, because when you sing like that, the girls are going to come wrong. I can't do it. 30 of them girls. 40 years, next 5 years they come in, only 13 and 14 come in, and 15. Whoa. Boy, look, they're gonna confuse you head with that.
Right now he's got big mimic praying.
You see what I talk about, this Sluggy? That boy is dangerous.
That's why the song choices are so important, you know, because he has the potential to create havoc. Not in a bad way, but from a performance perspective. Matt, you can imagine him at an event at Lodge School with a packed school hall, turning up with that voice. My goodness!
I would be prepared, and I would have him. I would have like a thing, terrain race, and 2 pieces of rope, and they can't get to you at all. As soon as they come, I pull you off stage one time.
Listen, let me tell you, Matt, like, for real, no, like, this child, 12, gonna be 13 years old soon, I mean, a voice like that is a gift, B, like, that is truly indeed a gift.
Listen, Sluggy,
yes,
I was watching the talent we got in Barbados, right?
And yeah.
It seems to me, and it's diverse, it ain't just singing, it is dancing, it is writing, it is drawing, it is sculpturing, all kind of stuff. And somehow, I don't know, Ronnie's the man that can get you time to do research. But Ronnie, I'm thinking that it seems like we got more talent for the size of the country than other countries with that size.
I've always said we must have the highest rate of talent per square mile than anywhere in the world.
Precisely, but that's the same thing I'm saying. But what I am thinking though is that because of our size, it's going to get stifled. So I feel we got to find a way of exporting talent. You understand? And I think I was thinking about an arm of maybe Prime Minister, Ministry of Culture or something like that. An arm specifically designated to identifying talent and marketing. These people would know, for instance, the work of a manager, the role of an agent. And these would have connections across the world and know where to place these people.
Correct.
So, and I was judging a show. And most people were singing calypsos and different songs. That guy came on and sang something completely different. And it just didn't fit the mood that was in there. But when you check it, this boy could be on Broadway. You understand? And then we got a fella here, for instance, that is making noises like a car. I don't know if you've caught him yet.
Yes, yes.
This man, when this man do this thing, Ronnie, are you looking wrong? Are you looking wrong for this car, you know, man?
Whee!
And he does racing. The car, you can hear it yawn, they're getting close. And it go. And now when you see it in Barbados for the third time, it is not the same, of course, as the first time. But if he were to be placed in Las Vegas, where the crowd is different every night, he could live there forever, performing forever, doing this thing. And this is what I'm talking about. These types of people, you've got to have the knowledge to go to these places and seek out this thing and make these connections so we can get this talent exported. Otherwise, you can get stifled here.
Mac, there's a youngster, I think you may have been talking about him, a fellow called Darian Worrell. He's from Spicetown.
Excuse me.
And he's the vocalist, you know. He's the vocalist that... he was in Teen Talent. He didn't win. Richard Stout reminds me. In fact, his parents reminded me that when I did the commentary way back in the 90s on him appearing, I think it was the 6 to 12, one of the junior categories, and I had him to win and he didn't win. And then they told me, you know the guy that you said didn't win? He's an opera singer in Germany now. I said, wow, well, he won then. Well, got a career, man.
He did win, yeah.
That's right. In fact...
Commander, you were saying something just now?
Go ahead, son.
I just wanted to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Can you sing a piece of my winning song?
Your winning song? What's your winning song?
And
you got to sing it a cappella because the music game stopped. So give us a little piece a cappella.
Okay. I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home. Far across the river, can you hear freedom calling? Calling me to answer, gonna keep on keeping on. I can feel it in my bones. Thank you.
You're easy, brother. You're easy.
Fantastic.
Whoa. I'm so glad you chose to give us that, Kimani, because that is so appropriate for the moment in time. Mm-hmm. Stand up and take my people with me. Correct. That's a winning song.
Yeah, it is. And Adrian, when you're speaking about the citizenship, right? And then you hear people like Max saying what we need to do as a people in order to present something that's exportable. How doing things like this citizenship course would help the younger people understand, the older people like Mark and the people in between like myself, how doing something like citizenship and these other courses will help us become these citizens that we need to be in order to improve our product globally.
Mark used to have a little clip on radio, I believe it was Starcom, where he talked about hope and the importance of having hope in order for you to get up and move. Mark, you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
Yeah. So, when we're talking about homelessness is one of the most dangerous things they were.
Yes, right.
So what a nation is supposed to do for you, it's supposed to facilitate your hope, give you opportunities for you to take and run with it. Like what you're doing now, Stuggy, and giving these youngsters the opportunity to show off their talent so that Barbados can hear, as Ronnie said, so that they can get the experience of performing in front of thousands of people. But each individual got to take that opportunity and run with it. So like the courses at the NTI, all of those hundreds of courses available at the NTI are opportunities that Barbadian citizens who see something for themselves, who see a light at the end of the tunnel, who have some kind of hope, seize the opportunity and develop yourself and move. That young man I might talk about that came to the event, I think opera, it didn't really fit this space, but he found an opportunity, he found a space for himself and he moved. Don't sit down and wait, people. They got courses there waiting for you, they got development waiting for you, they got hope. That makes sense, Dougie?
Yes, for sure. I agree. And Matt, before we end up with a powerful piece, but we're calling, right, Matt? Of course, Adrian and I, they have you on the show with just us. But we want you to hear this talent. I know you would have good advice for them. I know a person like yourself. And because many of the times, right, Matt, we don't know, like, the children would be so on the ground that you don't even know where to search for them. So me know I would search for them, dig them up, and bring it to persons like yourself so you can say, well, yes. And I know that you'd be very honest. So if the little boy wasn't had potential to be great, you want to say, you would have tell him how. You would tell him how to get.
You're
so everyone that knows my fingers knows you can be honest. So I as Adrian and Ronnie know, I do these things on purpose for personally yourself to hear them. Okay. Now I will always hear you somebody introduced like this. From this is not know that we start pushing this from every sense. You will always say Gabby, one of the best singers in the world. You will make sure you say that. You will say by one of the best songwriters in the world.
Precisely, because we live in the same world as the rest. You see?
Right, but you were always saying, I thought before this, before we start the BIM initiative, before we start the Barbados globalization thing, before this was a big thing in Barbados, you would say that on stage, and many times, like, this ain't knocking nobody, because I even include myself. Many times at many shows, Mike, if you check it, only you were saying these things.
Well, I believe in it, because, I mean, why are we going to accept that Chinese wine, rest of the world, and the British, and
right.
the English? So that mentality had to change. And well, what I would like to quickly say, though, because I think time yet, not now. I see Ronnie starting to fidget there. Adrian started early by using the word excellence.
Yes.
And he said some things that are all of them were correct, but I believe in making things simple because of the children. And because if you don't make sense fucking up with somebody all past 35 or 40, trying to know instill excellence in them. Sometimes, you know, it's hard. But when you do it as a child and the child comes through with that type of attitude, then it is something that they just do all the time. So yes. I had done a kind of study on excellence years ago where I was hearing about excellence and I could not see it. We talk about, you know, I think it was NISC, that National Initiative Service Excellence, and you can't see it. So yes. I said, well, this thing seems to be something very complicated and difficult. So during my research, I found it is very simple. And I'm going to get a quick something here. I brought up on Aristotle, for instance, who said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. He said, if you're in the habit of, you must be in the habit of striving for excellence. And then Seneca said that life is like a play. It's not the length, but the excellence of the acting that matters. And then he asked you to think of people who live short lives but made a lasting impression. And he termed that to be excellent. Like Jesus only met 33 years, and we talk about him every day. Malcolm X, 39 years. MLK, Martin Luther King, only 39 years. Bob Marley, only 36 years. And men like Michael Jackson and Prince, only 50 years.
Elvis, they're 42.
Precisely, all them kind of things. So then he went on out, and then Colin Powell says, if you're going to achieve excellence in big things, you develop the habit in little things. Excellence is not an exception, it's the prevailing attitude. And then we had this thing, though, where I personally started thinking that excellence seems to scare some people. They seem to think that it is some superlative term way beyond them. And then we said, no, excellence is there for everyone to have, because Thomas J. Watson says, if you want to achieve excellence, you can get there today. All you got to do of this moment is to just quit doing less than excellent work. And when you study it, all it stems from, especially in Barbados, is that whole thing of 50% mentality. The 50% mentality retires excellence. This 50% mentality in school, 50% is a pass. 50% is a pass. So you're settling for 50% all the time. 50% can't be a pass, Ronnie or Sluggy or Adrian. 50% means you do not know 50% of the work. Bro. So my thing is, if you get 50% in carpentry, what kind of house is going to be for me? A half a house? So yeah. We got to get in these little minds to strive to master the subject, master 75%. But again, the excellence is just a habit. When you at night tell your little children, when you're making a bed, make sure, and when you get up, make sure you make up the bed and do it nice. Don't just pull it and set it out nice. And that's excellence. When you're washing the dishes, put the way clean, put the way, excellent. Everything you do, develop the habit in the little things. And that's excellence every time.
Correct. Kev?
Yes. Thank you, Matt. That was a legend. Raquan, can we take it up with Raquan?
Yeah, we could take an extra 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Raquan, thank you very much for coming on. Give Barbados your work and why you do your work. Go ahead, bro.
Good night. I'm Raquan, 21. Well, I just started interest in poet because I see it as an expression of self. And
nice.
In that, I would say you're not a person that talkative, but you're a person that will put it in a pen and write out your emotions, as Ari just said, by form pen or book. So just use that as in any way. And as like you said, don't really need a particular place. As soon as you feel it or the passion, you want to go. So I guess that's how it is for me.
Yeah, I love that. Can you give us a piece of one of your work, please?
I was supposed to be doing two pieces, but I guess I'll do one. This is More Than Beautiful, Barbados.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful Barbados. My land, my home, you are unique. Beautiful, beautiful, more than a beauty, more than a gem to me. My land, my home, my Eldorado. Your tropical breeze as cool as Alcalada, as your ladder from head to toe. Warmth like Vicks to the nose, head, chestnut, and backbone. I love you like last score, like a beer upon ice. One you can't hold too long cause the glass cools, just cool. Taking a little bit, not too much though. At least don't straight pull when it die full, for your head might spin. Might feel more than sweet when you're lying on this stone, a limestone, like tell a light stone. Your heart be looking at you with one eye, man. And even old Brigham's nose, that went far away, you just bring it close. I could see it with my naked eye, with it clothed. Whether it wears, I just stare for you truly are beautiful, beautiful. I see your beautiful struggle, like the sugar that came from sugar cane and muscle. You bear it more than your fig trees as the whole. It's a riddle, no rumple, still skin, but still skin tends to rumple, like an embrace that's subtle. For you have prep, became, overcame, and shot your growth. Further than Goku's ultra instinct mode, I mean it, the instinct or strength to know that you had a journey of rugged roads, from carts to but pots of fools. Even in the face of Janet, you have stood your blows. The 1930s, even when the trident broke, you have fall that's King Midas' touch of gold. And it goes through the fields, hills, to the trees which once seized our forefathers sowed. Upon this land, my home, beautiful, beautiful Barbados.
Yes, Bajan, rhythm, and whoa. Rhyme. This is the boy Sluggy Dan, Matt Fingal. It was a pleasure, sir, having you. Everyone else, thanks for all the young ones that came through. But Mr. Matt Fingal, bro, I appreciate you. And of course, I'd love to have much more conversations with you. Mr. Ronnie Clark, let them know to check out nti.org.bb. Sluggy Dan, I'm out.